In this village, everyone is unhappy. They understand suffering, so they are content with being fed just sour curd, sugar, and coarse parched rice. Everyone understands the fact that Sanichari and her husband don't shed any tears. How is it possible to weep when you've borne 3 deaths in as many years? Their grief must have hardened into stone within them. To herself, Sanichari had sighed with relief. Is it possible to feed so many mouths on the meager scrapings they bring home after labouring in the Malik's field? 2 dead, just as well. At least their own stomachs would be full. She had never thought, however, that she wouldn't cry at her husband's death. And yet, such was her destiny, that this was just what happened. At the time, her only son, Budhua, was 6. Leaving the little child at home, Sanichari laboured hard for the sake of a little security in her household. She would go off to the Malik's house, where she would split wood, gather fodder for the cows, and, in harvest season, work alongside her husband in the fields. A piece of land had been left to her husband's brother by her father-in-law. Together,